So I was reading this article in the New York Times about Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi and how Donald Trump has never had to really go up against someone like Nancy Pelosi in business negotiations before, and why he's being a bit, you know, he's been frustrated by that. And someone in the article, someone quoted in the article, quotes The Art of War. So there's this ancient Chinese book by a man named Sun Tzu. And I'm not a fan of war, but I am a fan of strategy. And so this is a book about war strategy, and a lot of people have used it to draw analogies to business strategy and any kind of like zero sum adversarial strategy in general. There's a lot of takeaways that you can take from this book. So anyway, someone in this article was quoting Sun Tzu, and the quote that they read was this. Here's the quote. Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first and then seek to win. And this quote reminded me a lot about the things I'd like to do differently and the things that I think I am doing differently as a second time entrepreneur. So I think a lot of entrepreneurs are like, they start a business and they raise funds and they are basically executing with the hopes of winning, right? So they'll raise money, and the belief is that this money that they've raised is a lottery ticket, and it basically allows them to enter the game, to play the game, and maybe they'll win, maybe they'll lose. And at best, the money that they've raised, they believe, increases their likelihood of winning. And I think that's a bad way to think about venture capital or any kind of investment or business in general. I think the best entrepreneurs, when they do raise money or deploy capital or invest in anything as a business, they're deploying capital against a strategy that they've proven that they can execute against, and they're deploying capital so that they can scale what is already winning, right? They're deploying capital to scale what is already working. And how does this relate to business strategy or, you know, entrepreneurship or building a product company? I think for me, the biggest way that this comes into play is around product market fit and around engineering. So a lot of companies spend a lot of money compensating for lack of product market fit or compensating for not having a sticky product, not having a product that sells itself, not having a product that goes viral, etc. And so they'll do a lot of things like, you know, buy ads on AdWords or, you know, hire a bunch of salespeople or, you know, go to a bunch of conferences and buy booths. And they're doing all these things because they believe that they can deploy capital to increase the odds of them winning, but it's kind of a crapshoot. They're kind of playing the lottery. And I think the companies that do things correctly deploy capital in a way that sort of lags behind the state of their product and their product market fit and their engineering. So a version of winning first and going to war is ensuring that you have absolutely the best product before you go to war. Ensuring that you absolutely have a large engaged audience of people who are passionate about what you're doing, you know, before you go to war, and not scaling up your efforts, not hiring a bunch of people, not hiring a bunch of salespeople or buying lots of ads or doing any of that nonsense until you first have a product that people are raving about, that people are passionate about, and that people love. So I guess for me, the sort of the version of winning first and then going to war is just absolutely crushing it on product. And not just crushing it on product, but crushing it on product velocity and product improvement velocity to go to war. It's one thing to go to war with a better product because you've been working on it longer. And I think, you know, I think that's one standard, but another standard is not only do you have the best product, but you have the ability to out execute almost anyone who could come up against you. So I think it is wise when investors or VCs, you know, decide that they want to deploy capital to scale something that already works. And I think it's also wise for investors to back products and back teams and founders that have some kind of moat, right? That have some kind of unfair advantage. So having an unfair advantage, having a moat, having a great product, I think those are all important. And those are things that should be in place before you go to war. And I think the biggest thing that I believe I'm doing, I've done this in the past, but I think this thing that I am mindful of, and I'm not just mindful of it at the beginning, but I'm mindful of it at every stage in the business, is deploying capital and fighting wars after you've won, right? And you need to check yourself on that, like monthly. Like, are we winning on product? Are we winning on engineering velocity? Are we winning on product market fit? And are we winning on the ability to out execute? So if someone, you know, if someone copies everything we do this month, is that a non-issue because, you know, we're just moving so much faster than everyone else? And if those things are true, then you go to war, but you don't go to war prior to that. All right. Take care. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you liked this content, please help me out by leaving a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It provides me with encouragement and it helps other people find the program. Also, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer on the podcast, go to asknomics.com, leave me a question, and I'll do my best to answer it in the next few days. Thanks for listening and see you tomorrow.